Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here we go.
This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Delaney. So what?
Welcome along to the Melchester Odyssey. This is part 21. We're going through the best of the Royal Rovers 1980s book, which it says on the front is 208 pages of scorching soccer action. And we're about a third of the way through it. So I reckon
like it scorched my mind and my soul in a good way.
We can easily get past a year of this if we've done 21. So, let's plough ahead. We are at the stage where I'll just read the little bit at the beginning of the introduction of the episode of the issue we're going to look at. Although Roy had been reunited with his wife Penny, Melchester Rovers were still in danger of relegation, but such was the magic in speech marks. Mm. Has he been sarcastic there, do you think? The magic of Melchester?
Well, I mean, if you put things in speech marks nowadays, it just denotes sarcasm.
Yeah, doesn't it? Yeah.
But back then, I think that if you used any language that was even remotely informal, you had to put quote marks around it as if to say, as if you're winking going, I'm just having a little bit of fun here.
It's not actual magic. For actual magic,
exactly.
Tune into the Paul Daniels show on BBC One, 7:30 on Saturday evening. It'd be great if Paul Daniels turned up in Row of the Rovers, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. We can Brilliant hope. Celeb cameo. Maybe after... Well, actually... I don't know whether I want to talk about why it is that they start employing celebrities in the team in later episodes of this. But there is an event that requires them to hire celebrities to play for Melchester Rovers. And it'd be great if Paul Daniels was one of them, yeah.
Yeah, feels a bit more Billy the Fish, doesn't it?
Billy the Fish, yeah.
On a side note, Paul Daniels' autobiography, I imagine, would be quite good. Quite diveable.
Does it exist? Does
it exist? I think so. It's got to. Can you imagine Paul Daniels not writing an autobiography?
He's probably written three, the mad camp.
I'll look into that. Anyway, the magic of Melchester. A record crowd turned up for Rovers' home league match against Redstock, and thousands had to be locked out. Suddenly, a mighty roar erupted from the stadium. So, yeah, they've shut the gates early because the ground's full. Loads of them are outside. None of them seem to have a transistor radio between them, which we discussed in the last episode.
Yeah.
So there's a mighty roar erupts from the stadium. Hooray! Shout the crowd that can see the pitch. And outside the ground, you've got one fan says, "It's a goal! It must be!" Another one shouts, "We've taken the lead!" And then a third fan on the right-hand side shouts, "Yippee!" And he's embracing a copper.
And the copper
looks stunned. Just,
I mean, in this era, the police had a particularly brutal reputation in this country.
Yeah.
We're talking the early 80s, right? Inner city riots. Mm-hmm. The miners' strikes were on the horizon. Some people said they'd become like Thatcher's own sort of enforcement
squadron. Private army.
Yeah. And of course, hooliganism was rife and they were having to deal with that in no uncertain terms. Yeah. If some fucker walked up to old Bill outside the fucking ground where it was bedlam, right? There was loads of fucking fans convening outside.
The police have effectively lost control. Yeah, he appears to be the only copper on duty as well.
He's the only copper. It's terribly fucking planned. The police have dropped a bollock here, right? And they're fucking... If some cunt comes up to him and grabs him by the shoulders like that and shouts, "Yippee!" in his face, I tell you what,
That copper in this drawing, that copper is grinning as if it's all like it's part of the, yes, I'm just like one of those coppers you see at the Notting Hill Carnival, drinking from a coconut shell and grinding my body. No, this copper would have fucking pulled out his truncheon and battered this kid round the head until his brain started spilling out on the pavement.
Quite right as well. I mean, the fella's got him by the shoulders, and it's the precursor for the knee into the bollocks position, isn't it?
Exactly that. That is exactly that. Yeah.
And then you've got to the right of that. There's another fella looking round as if he's looking at the scene as if to, oh yeah, this fella's going to get a good cunt in a minute.
Yeah,
I'll watch this and still listen to the football.
He's having a look, thinking, if he does that fucking, if he does plod in the balls, I'm going to stick the boot in once he's down on the floor. Fuck it. It's anarchy. Let's go. Fuck Thatcher. Let's fucking kill the old Bill.
It's Saturday afternoon. We've all been drinking.
Fucking hell. Let's tear him limb from limb. He's on his own. He's got no backup. Let's rip the fucking policeman to pieces.
At this point, he's purely symbolic. So the fans all think that there's a goal, but the fans outside the ground were wrong. Following a frantic scramble in the Red Stoke goalmouth, it's a penalty for handball, shouts another fan. Duncan Mackay's going to take it. This is generous of Roy for letting someone else have a go at scoring a goal. And not trying to increase his own fucking massive personal tally.
Duncan Mackay is the regular penalty taker.
Yeah. That's it. You'd think Racy would be like, I'll have these as well.
I'm fucking having him. That's fucking easy. That's grist to the mill, that.
Fucking bring the golden boot round now. It's all mine.
I tell you what, there is obviously some sort of financial thing at play here. Hey, Donk, after training. Donk, come here. Right. I've heard you're in a bit of fucking problem because you're gambling, you daft bastard. I tell you what, right. No, it'd probably be the other way around.
It'd be the other way around, wouldn't it, Duncan?
Yeah, he'd go, listen, right, I'm gonna start letting you take the pens to build up your personal tally, right? But every time we get a pen, you're giving me half your goal bonus.
He's got a goal bonus.
How about
isn't he?
That?
Yeah.
I've sorted it out in your contract that you're getting 100 quid a goal bonus, right? It's high, but that's because you're a fullback, so no comp thinks you're going to score. But here's the trick. I'm going to make you the fucking penalty taker, aren't I? And you're going to give me 50 fucking quid. And here's another thing, right? A few times a season, I'm going to take a fucking dive in the penalty box just so to make sure we get a pen. And no ref's going to fucking doubt it, are they? Not fucking Racy.
I'm Roy Racy.
He won't
fucking
dare to say I'm diving. I'll get a penalty just by fucking looking at the ref. Fair Duncan, split, Donk. 50-50. But I'll tell you this, you better not fucking miss any, you fucking cunt.
And Duncan says, aye, this is good.
I like the scaffer. I like to score goals. Yeah, we all fucking do.
I like to kick the football as hard as I can.
Yeah, all right. Spare me the fucking details.
Leave
dickhead.
The fucking psychology out of it. Fucking hell.
Just make sure you fucking score them right. Because I can do with the reddies, to be honest.
Left, right, down the middle. Don't give a fuck. Just kick the cunt. So Duncan Mackay steps up.
You like
word
to score goals. I like to have my fucking dick socked, don't I?
We're all different.
By a pair of fucking page threers doesn't mean I get to do it every fucking second week. Mind you.
What's
I could if I wanted
least. So Duncan Mackay's going to take the penalty. And he does, he whacks it to the keeper's right in the corner, nice and high. Quite unsavable. Or is it? Because you never know, do you? And one of the... You still there?
Yeah.
Just pause the video. One of the fans shouts, Thunderbolt! And then another one weirdly shouts, Say hello to the back of the net, ball!
Terrible Terrace banter. Worst Terrace banter ever.
Sorry,
he just doesn't know what to say.
It's my first time here.
Yes. I haven't been to football before. My mother usually takes me to watch badminton. but we couldn't make it this week, so we went to see Association Football instead. I've heard all about the terrorist banter and I've got some prepared.
I think we see here a very rare sight in a rare event. It's Frank Lampard's first time he's ever gone to a football match.
At Melchester Rovers. Yeah. Oh, my mother doesn't like me going because it's terribly rough.
Say hello to the back of the net, ball. What? As it says in the next frame, but. And then someone's opened a window. Where's this window?
Hey, dickheads, up here. Hey.
Is this the executive lounge, do you think? Or one of the officers or what? They haven't got windows at the back of the stand, surely.
It's just like, it's a really weird ground, the likes of which I've never seen before. There's just a huge concrete wall with a tiny hatch window. Yeah. Like the little windows you get in the toilet of a pub. It's a little toilet. You just open out. Hey, up here, dickheads. We've only fucking scored. How's it down there in the street?
Kicking the coppers in. But the crowd shout, and the face from the window shouts, no goal, I'm afraid. Their keeper has just made a fantastic save.
What? So, hey, I can't hear you. Say it again. I said, no goal, I'm afraid. Their keeper has just made a fantastic save. A fantastic what? Save.
A fantastic save.
Can you mime it out? You're miles away.
Duncan McKay shaved his beard off. What?
We're on tenterhooks here. Fucking mime it.
Sorry, you're on what? Tenterhooks!
Fuck me. Next time, someone fucking bring a transistor, because this is no way to experience live football. In the end, he hears it and he goes, when he finally registers it, he goes like this. One of the blokes down in the street goes, oh no! What? He's made a fantastic. Oh no! Oh fucking hell! Oh well.
then you've got what appears to be the ringleader of those that are locked outside, who's got a fucking hat on, a striped hat with a couple of ribbons coming out the back of it. He's got his scarf around his neck in a Michael Hutchins strangle wank kind of style and a rosette. And all of the other fans around him have all got bobble hats and scarves. Hang on a minute. If these cunts are proper fans and they've got all the gear on, how come they didn't think of getting down the ground earlier and getting in?
Why haven't they got fucking season tickets?
Yeah, exactly.
They were cheap back then. Up.
Yeah, you could season ticket for like 12 quid back then.
Melchester Rovers is often referred to, right, in these strips as the most famous club in the world. Mm-hmm. And I think, as a result, like all big clubs have loyal, proper fan bases, but they always have a huge fucking amount of part-time plastic fucking fair-weather cunts.
Wankers, yeah.
And I think Melchester Rovers have more than their fair share of that type of fan. And I think that's a lot of these fuckers outside. Oh, they've been to the club shop, haven't they? They've got all the gear.
Yeah.
This bloke in this fucking mad top hat with ribbons on it. He looks like the Crow Man out of Wurzel Gummidge. That's how he's dressed, anyway. Yeah,
they've come up from the southeast or maybe over from Ireland, I think, this lot. And they're not fucking bothered about getting in the ground. They just want to fucking lick the walls of the stadium or whatever and just be there.
Take a photo of themselves outside the stadium. By the way, have you noticed that the illustrator, whose name I forget, our mate who's down in Dorset in his drawing rig?
David Skew. Yeah.
David Skew. Have you noticed how he's getting a bit lazy? Because if you look at this illustration of the fans, right, they're supposed to be fans, but the one on the right is clearly Blackie Gray, right? The one in the fucking middle is clearly Vic Guthrie, right? And the one on the left is, what's his name, Noel Baxter.
Yeah, and the fucker with the hat on is Roy Riss.
Yeah, he's just fucking, he's tracing over existing images of blokes and just putting them in different clothes, but the cunt.
I could do a football team, I could do 11 blokes, and that's it.
That's
maybe
it.
A substitute at a push, but fucking hell, anyone else? No.
Fuck that, you're not paying me enough to start making up loads of other people. It's fine. The thing to do is, I've learnt this trick over the years, right? You just put the same comps in different hats and no one notices.
Look, Noel Baxter there in the middle, I've made him a little bit fatter, so he looks like he's someone else. Roy's standing at a funny angle, but, you know, you can still tell it's him, but you kind of can't.
You never see Roy standing at that angle.
Blackie Gray looks a bit younger. I've cut his hair a bit as well. It's fine. Yeah. No one will notice. These cunts are all fucking 9. They won't notice.
We're not talking about fucking full-blown art critics here, are we? Let's be honest.
No one's going to pick this thing apart week by week at some point in the future, are they? I mean, you know, it's just a bit of fluff. But here we are. So he says, the ringleader of the outside fans says, never mind, there's still plenty of time, so let's do some cheering ourselves. Fucking hell, man. Do some fucking cheering. And his mate says, aye, shout our heads off for the Rovers, even though we can't see the game. Fucking pathetic. But there we are. On to the next panel, it says, from the air, it was an incredible sight. So we've got an aerial shot now. Skews probably used this one in lots of other previous issues.
Yeah. Is it? It should be in the drawer here somewhere.
Definitely been on a deadline this week, hasn't he?
Do you think he's had a busy week?
Yeah.
It's been a busy week, definitely, to be honest. Yeah. So I've had to just go through the motions. I had a few pictures already of aerial shots of the pitch.
You don't believe the weekend I had. Fucking hell.
We did something where Duncan Mackay took a penalty. I've got loads of fucking pictures of that. That cunt's been taking the penalties for Melchester for years.
I was at a fucking drawing convention at the weekend. Fucking hell. Those drawing cunts, they can fucking knock it back, I tell you that. It was supposed to be 2 days. I was away for 5.
I mean, they say sometimes you can draw better when you're a bit pissed, but not when you're very pissed.
I like to have what I call drawing lager before I start.
Yeah, loosens me up a bit, you know. Loosens up my pencil hand, my drawing hand, and my drawing eye, right? But once you go past 3 or 4 drawing lagers, next thing you know, you're all over the place.
It's fucking stick men and fucking clouds and trees, and that's it.
Your colouring in's going over all the lines.
That's when it's time to drop me in the air shot. And there it is. From the air, it was an incredible sight. You've got fans shouting, Rovers, Rovers, in the ground. And then outside, they're shouting, Melchester, Melchester, come on, you Reds.
Fuck off. Fuck off outside the ground.
You could get here earlier, you
fuckers. If I was one of the away fans, I'd be fucking leaning over there and fuck off fucking outside the ground, cunts. Go home, go down the pub, standing around like fucking dickheads.
At times, it says the fans outside the ground shouted even louder than the lucky ones. Just overcompensating, aren't they, really?
Of course they are, yeah. Oh, I'm so passionate.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're that fucking passionate, get down there earlier, cunts.
It always says on the ticket, try and get to your seat or stand in position 20 minutes before kickoff. Do as you're told.
Like, says that for a reason. But then again, when you book an airline ticket, they often tell you to get there 2 hours before fucking takeoff, don't they? Fuck that.
Bollocks on it, yeah.
Yeah, but if you're with your fucking wife, she'll want to get there. My wife want to be there. I mean, this is very sexist, but I'm fucking telling you, everyone, I don't know if your missus was like it, might have been why you got divorced, wouldn't surprise me, right? Like, everyone's wife wants to get there 4 hours before fucking takeoff. It's just a fucking wife thing.
Just
they all want
to
be
there make sure
hours
there
before.
To do all the airport stuff once you're through security.
No, because my wife doesn't want to do any airport stuff.
Just
that
sit
makes
around.
Her tense.
Fuck.
I love doing airport stuff, don't I? Yeah. Fucking get there. I mean, everywhere. Right. Boots. Smiths. Right.
Dixon's.
JD Sports. Dixon's. Fucking everything, right?
Gotta get me nails done.
I'm doing it all. Jamie's Italian. Nando's. Wagamamas. Fucking get them all in. Right. Right, Len, you get the Beano, right? I'll get Viz, and then they're going to give us a fucking free jumbo fruit and nut.
We're literally making a profit here.
Right, I've been in Boots, right? I've got mosquito spray and I've got 3 of them fucking plug adapters and a blow-up fucking neck pillow. Come on. Right,
airport
I fucking
stuff.
Love it.
Airport stuff. Airport stuff.
a fucking sponsor, Grand Four even got on the fucking plane, you cunts. I fucking love her. I love it. But my wife wants to get through 4 hours early and then just fucking sit there. Around. Not even in a place where you can get a drink. She wants to go to the gate.
Yeah.
To the gate and sit on one of those really uncomfortable chairs with her fucking boarding pass in her hand. In case the fucking plane takes off and fucks off without us. Unbelievable.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, that takes all sorts, doesn't it? Airport stuff.
Airport stuff. What have you bought? Fucking loads.
Everything.
I got some fucking more sound cancelling headphones. I've already got a pair, don't care. Duty free.
I'm wearing my boarding pass around my neck because I've got to show it every time I buy something.
Look at the size of this fucking Toblerone, you cunts. It's fucking 2 foot long.
I want to go to an airport now. I go anywhere.
Just hang around in an airport. I buy a fucking ticket and not actually get on the plane.
I'm not
just hang
anywhere.
Around.
Where's the cheapest ticket I can get today? Well, that's Southampton. Right, I'll go there, but I won't. I'm just here to do airport stuff. Airport stuff. It used to be Newcastle Airport. It used to be great when I was a kid because it had a viewing deck. You could go up the escalator and you could just stand and watch the airplanes all day long. But now,
we went once. My mum took me and my mate Alex Jones just to the fucking viewing deck at Heathrow. Summer holidays, day out. We lived near, like, quite near Heathrow. It's just day out. It's free.
Now,
just fucking sit there all day watching a load of aeroplanes take off.
Which in itself fucking is great. Fucking exciting, isn't it? Now, of course, we always run the risk of those planes being peppered by machine gun fire at any moment. Yeah. So
it's a security hazard now. That's why I don't take my kids there.
Different times, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Jalapeño.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
Where were we? Outdoor fans and indoor fans. In the face of such an ear-splitting demonstration of loyalty, the Red Stoke defence wilted. Fucking spineless fuckers. Some people are shouting. Oops, they're all making a noise. Oh, I can't
pathetic.
Handle it.
Pathetic. Oh, it's so intimidating.
Jesus Christ. So one of them's miscontrolled the ball and he's gone, oops! And it's bounced straight into Racy's path. Miss kick straight to Racy. He's got a chance. Shouts a fan.
Racy's the sort of bloke who, if your defender makes a mistake, gives it. Yeah, thanks for that, prick. Thanks for the assist, knobhead.
All right, gift wrap, nice. Fuck off. And then over the pitch to another David Skew archive, one that he's just pulled out the draw. And Racy just bangs the ball straight past the keeper from about 12 yards out. Bang! There! Fucking have that! Get in! Oh, he's put Red Stoke on one of the banners behind the goal, so it's not just a generic one, but yeah, it's a fucking generic one. He's fucking phoned it in this week, Skew. Totally phoned it in. Yes, it's in! Shout the crowd. So, there we are. Onwards. Once again, Lady Luck had turned her back on Melchester.
Oh, a bit poetic there.
Oh, fuck off. Have you seen it? Paco Diaz was standing fractionally offside and the ref spotted it. Diaz is out of the box to the left-hand side, basically on the left wing. Racy's put this in from the right-hand side. Diaz
is not interfering with play.
Fucking hell.
It's the ref. Racy's like, ref! Lionel, what are you fucking talking about? Hey, don't blame me, Racy. Blame that fucking lazy Spaniard you got over on the left there. Oh, fuck me. Paco, what you doing, man? Eh, this and that.
We don't have our side in Spain. You?
You've switched off again. I spot pretty lady in the crowd. I walk over, say hello. It's not a big deal. It's not interfering with play. I interfere with her, maybe.
I was thinking about making love with her on the beach. You can't excuse
fucking
me.
Fucking hell, Paco.
Yeah, nice one, but save it for later.
Pack it in, Paco.
So, goal disallowed. Rovers' response was to fight even harder. Despite the brilliance of the Red Stoke keeper and some incredible close shaves, he's punched one away that looks like it was going in. Another one has gone wide. The Red Stoke goalkeeper looks a little bit like Ian Cranky, but in spite of that, he seemed to be doing a good job. It says, a goal seemed bound to come. But after 90 exhausting, pulsating minutes, just as another Melchester player fucking drags a shot wide of the post, it's all over! Red Stoke have hung on for a draw! We should have destroyed them! Shouts someone else. Blackie Gray looks traumatised by it all. It's another ref blowing his whistle as a shot goes in. So if that had gone in the back of the net, he would have disallowed it again, like the European tie the week before. It's almost as if the authorities are against Melchester or something. But
That's what's being implied.
I think so.
It's a fucking moody ref, this, I'm fucking telling you. Ref looks like a bit of a cunt. You can tell by his extremely precise side parting.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see?
Yeah.
In that one where he's got his hand up all camp.
He's got some grill cream on his hair there, hasn't he?
He looks a lot like Leslie Crowther.
Yeah. Oh, bloody grey.
Yeah. Take your pick.
And then we've got Don Jevons, the Red Stoke captain, who looks like he's about 58 years of age.
He looks like a man who's been worn down by life, doesn't he?
Don Jevons.
Look at the state of it. Oh, fucking hell. I tell you what, Roy, I reckon I've got another season and a half at best in this game before I'm found out. I mean, as it is, I'm having to wing my way through most games. These kids, they keep themselves fucking fit, right? I need a new hip. I'm on my fourth fucking missus, right? The gambling and the drinking's off the fucking scale, but that's life, I suppose, as a journeyman. You know, don't you, AC? No, I fucking don't, thank you very much. I've got a fucking helicopter. And have you seen our Penny? She's fit as fuck. I'll be doing this for another fucking 10 years, and I tell you what else as well. I'm going to live forever, cunt.
I've got a space-age telly in a balcony outside my bedroom now. Fuck off.
I've been looking into this fucking cryogenic freezing shit they got going on in America, right? I've already booked myself in. They're going to fucking freeze me when I die and then regenerate me years later when they've got the science.
Stop fucking touching me, Jevons. I might catch what you've got. You dirty bastard.
Fucking stay here, Jevons. Don't ever, ever compare yourself to me again. Don't try to relate to me, right? We're not even in the same stratosphere, right? You know what you've done now? You've depressed me. I feel depressed. Proper fucking depressed just looking at you. Fuck off.
He looks like... Jevons looks like a cross between Kenny Dalglish and a witch. Doesn't he?
You know what you look like, Jevons? You look like a cross between Kenny Dalglish and a fucking witch. You're doing me fucking nothing. Just being, you know, some people are fucking toxic, right? Just being around you is making me come over fucking weird. I feel sad.
I mean, I was angry because we've only drawn this match, but now I'm just sad.
Fucking down in the mouth. I'm going to have to fucking... I was going to try and go home to Penn tonight, but I can feel already I'm going to have to fucking... drag fucking Blackie down the feathers for a skinful to get over this.
You've sucked all the life out of the afternoon, you cunt. But
I wish you hadn't talked to me. Go on, let go of me, Anne. Just stay out of my way. It's nothing personal. It's just like people like you, they're like your tragic cases. You get me down. I don't want to think about people living lives like yours. It's depressing. I'll give my money to charity, but I don't want to have to fucking see it, you know? You got to understand, I've got a fleet of my old sports cars, right? I've got commercial endorsements all over the UK. I've got helicopter. I've got it all going for me. I don't want to think about you.
Oh, God. I can literally see the fucking misery coming off you. It's like a fucking cloud. Look at you.
And Don Jevons is like, I know, Roy. I'm sorry. I know. Look, you don't have to tell me. I'm fucking living it every day of my life. I feel bad. I know what you mean. You're right. You're not in my stratosphere and I'm not in yours. You're making me feel worse. Good, I'm glad. I'm glad I'm making you feel worse.
I just thought
you deserve to feel worse.
I just thought if I touched you, some of that racy luck might rub off on me. No, it's not fucking luck. It's fucking talent and hard work. That's what it is. There's nothing lucky about it, you cunt. Fucking insult me now.
Have any idea how fucking insulting that is, cunt? Me, Roy Race, lucky. I'm probably the unluckiest cunt in the world. That's it. I've had to make up. It's actually unlucky to be born with this amount of natural talent because it gives you loads of fucking attention. The unwanted attention half the time.
It's like being a really fit bird. No one takes them seriously because they're so beautiful.
That's what it's like being me. And it's a double whammy, isn't it? Because I am really fit. I'm fit and I'm brilliant at football. And to make things even worse, I'm fucking clever as fuck as well.
That ain't fucking got me more miserable than you are, Jevons, you fucking knobhead.
Next season, right? Next season, when we play you, right? Do me a fucking favour and don't play yourself, right? Feign a fucking injury.
So I don't even have to come near you. Will you? Don Jevons there.
Don Jevons barely able to stand up at the end of a game because he looks like he's literally clinging hold of Roy for support, doesn't he?
He's got a slightly hunched back.
Yeah, Roy, I'm fucked after that. I'm blowing out my fucking ass. Was that game 90 minutes? It felt like fucking 90 hours, mate. I'll tell you what, I am out of fucking shape. I got to get fit. I have got to get fit. I've got to start turning up to training.
Sort my life out.
I am a fucking mess. Right, my daughter won't speak to me. I don't blame her. I've never been there for her.
Actually, how old's your daughter, Don? She's 15. That doesn't matter then.
Nah, forget it. My daughter won't talk to me. My mum fucking won't lend me money anymore. Right, she says it's one too many times I've let her down. And she's right, it's true. It's the people who are closest to me I push away, Roy.
She's right, yeah. It's true. But if I don't get help, I can't change. Do you know what I mean, Roy?
It's a fucking catch 22, this is. A catch what? Fucking hell. I didn't ask, this is your life. And by the way, if it was, it wouldn't be you on it, it'd be me. If fucking Eamon Andrews is coming knocking for any cunt right now, it'll be Racy. And I tell you what, if he does as well, I'll tell him to fuck right off. Like Spike Milligan did. He had the right idea.
And David Bowie, I think.
And I think, I don't know, don't quote me on this, Freddie Starr. Is that right? Yeah. No, I'm not sure.
If you look at it, really, I'm the David Bowie of football, if you think about it. You're that fucking bloke out of mud with the glasses. Fucking tiger feet. Fuck off.
That's how far apart we are.
What Don actually says is, Roy, we didn't deserve anything. You could play far worse than that and beat any team in the world. Roy says, thanks, Don. Let's just hope that point is enough to lift us out of the bottom three. Cut to the dressing room, and they've got the telly on, obviously, with the results coming in on the video printer. Ben Galloway's there. Ben Galloway's job seems to be to... has he got a notepad? Yeah. Ben Galloway's job is to write down all the results as they come in on the telly.
They're on the telly. Right, let's get these written down. He's always trying to undermine Roy as well. Yeah. Oh, dear, Roy. Oh, dear. The team's immediately above us. Either one or Drew. We're still third from bottom. What a shame.
I've got it all written down if you don't believe me. Here you go. I wrote it down for
I'm
you.
I'm writing this down to pass on to Mr. Chairman, just so he knows. Fuck off, Galloway. You're never getting your old job back, Galloway, you fucking relic. You're a dinosaur.
You fucking grass.
I was hoping that we could avoid the chairman knowing our league position until somewhere near the end of the season.
And Roy says, darn it. Of course he does. Fuck.
Darn it.
Oh,
can't believe
fuck.
It.
But... even so, Roy didn't forget the fans who had waited patiently outside the stadium, and he goes to see them on the steps.
I might as well go out and face the cunts.
Yeah.
Flash them a bit of a smile.
I don't know why. We haven't even got any of their fucking money off them. They're just fucking standing there, leeching off us.
All right, cunts. All up from London, are you, dickheads?
Adds up if you speak English.
What's this? The fucking South Korean chapter of the Melchester firm? Fucking hell.
Fucking modern game. He says to them, you were magnificent. With support like this, I'm sure we can still avoid relegation. And one of them shouts, of course you will, Racy. And then they start singing, for he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow.
He's like out corner of his mouth to Blackie. Hear that, Blackie. Daft cunts, right? I could get this club relegated to the fourth fucking division, right? And they'd still fucking love me, right? They'd still think I were a fucking god. I am un-fucking-touchable as far as these fans are concerned.
It's like a fucking cult. You know what I'm like, really? I'm like fucking Pol Pot. That's who I'm like. They fucking love it. The fucking worse I treat them, the more they love it. And they're singing.
I could stand up here, right, with a T-shirt on saying all Melchester fans are fucking cunts, right? And they'd still want a statue built of me in Melchester Town Centre.
I could stand here on a fucking orange box and just fucking wank on these cunts and they take it. I mean, I can't because I just knocked one out of the shower 2 minutes ago, but, you know, if I could, I would.
As you know, Blackie, that is my post-match routine, win, lose or draw.
Races warm down.
And I make sure everyone else in the fucking dressing room can hear about it as well. I don't keep it quiet. Why should I? I'm the fucking gaffer.
And they're singing, we'll support you evermore. And he thinks they fucking will too.
Best you will, you
cunts. Even in the second division, it's not so bad, Racy. Yeah, fuck it, whatever. It's all football, isn't it? I mean, we're still in a chance of winning the FA Cup, he says.
Don't worry, I've got other things going on anyway. Even if I did fucking quit this job, I've got plenty of other fucking fingers in pies.
I've got a news agent. I could do some punditry. It's all happening. Everything's coming up, Racy.
I've got an offer, right, to run a fucking boozer up near the Lake District, right? Keswick Way, right? Fucking lovely little place, nice locals, all nice people, right? Yeah. Decent folk. Me and Penny run that, no problem.
Three
the offer's there
rooms.
For whenever I want to take it.
Three guest rooms, nothing too strenuous. Not like a full-on B&B, but, you know, you make a bit extra.
Penny will do most of the work, like. Yeah. I'll be more sort of come out front of house, flash a smile. Yeah. They'll be coming in their fucking droves. Easy life, that'll be. I'll just be getting pissed all day on my own booze, free. Blackie can come up and stay any time he likes.
Bring his wife.
And they've probably got a special school somewhere for our kid to go in. I fucking hope so.
Or he can just thrash around in one of the lakes. He'll be all right.
We'll tether him to a fucking tree and let him play in the fucking stream all day.
I'm sure he'll be fine.
He seems to have a real connection with animals. It's amazing. He loves them. Loves being around them. Like he communicates with them. I mean, sometimes I think he's more one of them than one of us, but, you know, who knows? Whatever keeps the kid happy and quiet.
He started collecting rabbit skeletons. I don't know what that's about, but, you know, he's got a hobby. It's And so a few days later, the magnificent fans of Melchester headed south for London and the fifth round of the FA Cup. Ooh. So there they go, off to Kelburn.
Oh, yeah, they go into London. Oh, I will go down the big fucking smoke. It's full of cunts, but I tell you what, there's a good night out to be had.
And they're singing, Kelburn, Kelburn, here we come. We're going to win the cup. We're going to win the cup. E-I-N-E-O, et cetera, et cetera. And that's...
Now, he stands at the front of the coach. Everyone, right, pipe down for a second. When we get there, right, you're all staying in Holiday Inn, Kelburn, right? It's right next to the North Circular. Me and Blackie are staying up in town, right, at the fucking Grosvenor House because we got a few business things we got to do, right? So just know that we'll be dropping you off on North Circular and me and Blackie are carrying on up west. Just behave yourselves because we won't be there to keep an eye on you. Taffy will be. But you know, Taffy will fucking... Hell. Doesn't know his ass from his elbow.
Toffee in London, fucking hell. So there it is. We'll leave it there. And at the bottom it says, next week, a dressing room disagreement over tactics. So we'll see what that is. Bit of dissent.
Fucking tactics? Fuck off.
Right, maybe we should have some tactics. Fuck off. Just give it to me. And
fucking
I'll
wind your neck in, Taffy.
Mark's out of 10 for that one, Sam.
10.
10. Exactly. Very enjoyable. Right, we'll be back with another one of these next week. Hope you enjoyed it. TTFN.
Keep it canty.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.